Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 3rd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're sitting beside each other late this morning as we make the final preparations for today's message by reading it into the podcast. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's just what we want to do today. We want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, Lessons from the Harvest. We have a couple scripture texts from 1 Corinthians 3, verse 8, and 1 Corinthians 9, verse 10.
The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. When the plowman plows and the thresher threshes, they ought to do so in the hope of sharing in the harvest.
Yesterday afternoon, my friend Galen called and told me they were harvesting the wheat on his farm. He knows I enjoy farming and invited me over. I climbed up into the combine and rode along with Galen's son Daryl for several rows, harvesting 20 feet at a time. At one point, we switched places and I actually operated the machine. It was a beautiful day and the harvesters were busy all through our area and worked late into the evening in the field behind our house. I expect the field across the road from our house will go today, and in fact, as I wrote this earlier this morning, I said I expect indeed the great big combines over taking care of it as we prepare the podcast. Well, there's a very short window for wheat harvest, and when the crop is ready, you don't delay. Harvest time is a very busy but joyful time for farmers.
Harvest is a word used all through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. In the Old Testament, it is generally used in a literal sense. In the New Testament, it is used mostly in a figurative sense, such as when Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
Today, the harvest remains plentiful, and in many areas, the workers are still few. We need to be among those who hear his call and go out to the harvest fields. It's a real blessing to have a role in the spiritual harvest. Whether it's an impact upon an individual or a group, it's just great to see people respond to God's love. I know there are so many who I am working with in the harvest, some of whom I am aware of, but many, many others whom I am not.
One of the vital truths that we've learned in ministry is the principle of the cooperative harvest. Jesus commissioned his church to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth. His great command was not spoken to them as individuals, but actually to the entire group. Although we certainly express this obedience individually, we must remember that the fulfillment of the Great Commission requires a cooperative effort.
Consider the statement in the daily text. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose. Planting, watering, reaping, all are part of the process, with the goal being a bountiful harvest. Agriculturally and spiritually. That is our one purpose. Any life impacted for Christ and eternity is done so by the cooperative harvest. The plowman and the thresher both have equal hope of sharing in the harvest.
One may have the joyful privilege of leading an individual in a prayer of repentance and faith in Christ, but many others have had a part both seen and unseen. A dedicated Sunday school teacher, a praying aunt, a careful translator, a generous contributor to the literature ministry, a Christian songwriter, even that one who might have been mocked and rejected several months earlier when he tried to witness. And after the prayer of commitment is made, consider the many who have a part in the discipling and spiritual formation as we grow in grace, in preparation for the final, ultimate harvest.
Well, what's your part in the harvest today? May we each be found faithful.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we're part of your overall plan to harvest souls into the kingdom of heaven. Open our eyes as we look at the field of souls ripe for harvest. Show us ways in which we can enlarge our circle of influence. What a joy it is to see believers grow in their faith as we diligently plant seeds of salvation and water them with truths from your holy word and by our Christian testimony. Amen.
Amen. May we all find our part. Well, it is a joy to share with you today. A little bit later getting this out than normal. We've had some overcoming in our home this morning. Typical home, we are sitting right here before in front of our computer, and it's just about 12. And normally we want to be all finished by 12, and I probably have another half hour, hour of technical work now. Well, we do invite you to visit our website today at www.dailyencouragement.net for some supplemental materials, including several pictures I took yesterday and even a couple this morning related to harvest. As I mentioned, as I'm completing this, the harvester started across the street. Also have a couple of links to songs that you may enjoy. One that came to mind is an old song we sang as a kid. I haven't heard it for years sung in churches, but many of us will recognize it, called Bringing in the Sheaves. And also have a link to where you can purchase, and I would like to be able to provide it for you as a online video, but could not find it that way. A wonderful mission video we used many years ago, a parable, a modern-day parable. It's simply called The Harvest. And I've looked for it for years and finally found it available as a DVD online that can be purchased if you desire. Have a great day today. Continue to be faithful in your part of the harvest. And as I was preparing today's message, I got a call from my friend Jesse, and I'm invited to go put up some alfalfa hay. And that'll be a little bit different. Rather than being in a modern combine, I'm going to be working with a team of horses today. So a little bit of variety in my life, but the same harvest. Stay faithful.